Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Hello, Wasambazaji. The pod break weekend goes on, and this time we're still continuing with our interviews, and we have Nosa, and next will be Owuchi of the Irregular Podcast. Okay, Nosa has the Culture Podcast, so they're going to be interviewed next, and then we get surprise guests and continue with the conversation, and then we have our major conversation probably coming on right after that. But so far, I hope you're enjoying it, and let's continue, Wasambazaji.
Just a young guy trying to make things happen. Testing, testing, 1, 2.
Who do we have on our couch?
Am I looking here? Or am I looking here?
No.
All right. I'm just going to do like DJ Envy stuff. For those of you who don't know what Nosa is all about, tell me.
What does Nosa mean?
Nosa actually, I think Osa means God. Nosa means kind of like what God says, kind of. Nosa Chai, what God says. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Nosa.
Yeah, sure.
Are you nervous?
A little bit. Yeah, I have all these cameras in front of my face, but we're trying to make it work. So far, so good.
So, firstly, what's your real age, and then what's your football age?
What's my real... No, I'm not, I don't have a football age. I'm not afraid to always say my real age. I'm 33, so, yeah. Do what you want with that information. Ladies above 30, hit me up, DM.
When we met, but it's okay.
Say what?
I told you 23 when we met, but it's okay.
I told you 23 when we met? Nah, bro. I wouldn't want to be 23 again. I might want to be 27 again. That was a fun time, but you know, it's all good though.
Was 27 your whole face?
Nah, that was more closer to 23 actually. 27. Just wrapping up that whole thing, but we're not here to talk about that. That's a past life.
My wife thinks you're 45.
Your wife thinks I'm 45?
Yeah.
Why? Has she
know.
Seen a picture of me?
Look, I don't know. That's what she said, and that's the whole reason why she allowed me to come.
All right. Like, to Mrs. Bathy, I am 45. If you're watching this, your husband's year is going to be here next year as well.
Yeah.
Right.
But more on a serious note, I credit you for coming up with this initiative for Potty Break. Right? You're also a podcaster as well. How did you come up with this idea?
With Potty Break? Most of us know each other already. I've been on your podcast. I've been on Matilda's. I've been on Steven's a little later. So we kind of all knew each other. And I was always thinking about how can we get together to take podcasting to the next step. My podcast had turned 3 like last year. So I'm like, well, I've podcast for 3 years. Like, what's the next thing after this? So community building came in, you know, started talking to a few people. Hey, what can we do? And I don't know if I can take the idea or the credit for part because I had a different vision of what we're supposed to do, but other people thought about like this, and you know, why not, you know, let's come together, meet in person, we all know each other, and you know, I just kind of like piece different people's ideas together in the team. So shout out to all the podcasters in Podbreak, all 21 of you. You guys are awesome. So
what idea did you initially have for Podbreak?
My initial idea, it wasn't even called Podbreak. My initial idea was kind of like to do a tour, to be honest. Like, I wanted to do a 3-4 city tour, just a small tour. And I wanted obviously, the cost of logistics for handling a tour is a lot. So I was like, okay, if I can partner with like 4 or 5 podcasts, similar audience, let's see if we can get this together. But as I started talking to more and more people, someone came up with a suggestion that, hey, you know, it's going to be a logistical nightmare, especially coming out of COVID. You're coordinating all these people in different cities. Why not we get like a house and do this in one place, and then as this builds, that we can build into something similar and, you know, other things. So that's kind of like how it started, kind of thing. That's how the idea was born. So we just started tinkering with that, and people started recommending, oh, what city do we meet in? What are we going to do? How many days is it going to be? Like, what date is it going to be? Is it going to be a recurring thing? And that's kind of how it started. And, you know, we put everything together. It's been like, I want to say like 5-6 months of planning this, and we're finally here, Chicago, summer 2022. So
like other people in the room, you're also an African immigrant. What was it about your life in Nigeria that made you feel like you needed to change? And upon arrival to the States, what were your hopes and fears for what it is I was waiting for you here?
I mean, you know, when I was in Nigeria, you know, like Steven said earlier, or in the previous video, you know, kind of like, hey, you know, again, like I used to work in banking. I worked in banking for like 5 years back home in Nigeria. So when I looked at my supervisors who had worked for like 17, 18 years in the banking industry, I was kind of like looking at my prospect. I'm like, am I going to be him in 18 years? That type of thing. So, okay. Again, I'm always about continuous improvement. Like, what is the next step? I'm here today. How do I get to the next step? So I was like, all right, started looking around. My brother had come to the US about 3-4 years before me. And, you know, obviously I've been talking with him, you know, seeing the opportunities. So I just felt like professionally, like my career, it was going okay at the time, but I felt like in the future, like there was a plateau. So I just decided to make that shift before I get to that point in my career. And that's why I'm here. And, you know, when I came to the US, I didn't have time to be surprised. I was like, grind time, like from the first head touchdown. Like, I think I remember the first head touchdown, like, my brother was like, oh, let's go grab something to, like, fought something to eat. Like, let's go to the bank and open the bank account, start from there, and just need to pound it, that type of thing. Because I was like, I left a sure thing for something uncertain, so I have to make it count as quickly as possible. That was kind of like my whole initiative. So essentially,
you took a gamble on your future.
I did take a gamble on my future. I don't know if it's paid off yet, but, you know, we're getting there, you know. You have to take a risk, you know. That's what life's about.
So at what age did you get to America?
I got to America at 28. Yeah, I want to say, I was 28, like 5 years ago, something like that. So 2017, yeah, so.
So you get to the U.S. at 28. At what point does the Culture Class podcast start staying here?
Almost immediately. I mean, back home in Nigeria, my dad was in the military. And for people who listen to my podcast probably know the story. Like I've said it a million times. My dad was in the military. I moved around a lot as a kid. So I got to interact with people. I hated it at the time, but I got to interact with people from like different backgrounds, different cultures. My affinity for culture is built that way. When I moved to D.C., I went to a school called American University, Northwest D.C. And D.C. is a fairly international city, you know, not as international as New York, but definitely more international than the city I'm living in now. So I got to interact with all these people from like Bangladesh and Bolivia and all these countries. So I was like, I'm a bit of a nerd as well. So like, I was like, man, if I'm going to start a podcast, it would be around like culture and stuff like that. And I'm in a city that has different cultures. So that's how I started. Like a friend of mine from a different country would just hop on the mic and we'll just keep talking. That's kind of like how we built the podcast. And so far, so good. 3 years later, here we are. So
a lot of podcasts are centered around relationships or, you know, society and culture and stuff like that. What makes your podcast unique?
What makes my podcast unique? I mean, I don't know if mine is really centered on relationships. I guess cultural interaction, relationship in that sense. But I think I make it, I try to make it deliberate to learn something about a different culture, but I do it in a very casual way, right? And like Joe Rogan was like one of my inspirations for doing this. Like, when I listen to Joe Rogan, I learn so much about like science or like sports or, you know, DMT, whatever, you know, that type of thing. But he does it in such a casual way. It's not like in a documentary form. So that's kind of like my approach to like, okay, you know what? Like, if I'm talking to someone from Kenya, for instance, and they're describing to me how the Kikuyu women fought off the colonialists, you know, during, you know, the 1940s or 50s or something like that. Like, that conversation happens very casually, and people tend to just like, learn something. And that's kind of like a way to feed my own nerdy type thing. So I guess in a way that's kind of like my differentiator. Like, you're learning, but you're learning in a very digestible way, that type of thing. So, you know, yeah.
So what was the hardest part about making this kind of coalition come together?
Making this coalition, you mean Podbreak? Bruh. Podbreakers, if you're listening to me and you're not here, I'm just kidding. But you know how it is. Like, you know, they say we're two or three guard. It's like, it's very difficult to like get people to physically, like, people had grown accustomed to like virtual thing. Everyone's recording their podcast virtually, doing this virtual. So get people to actually come to physical location was a challenge. I am proud of the turnout that we have being our first event. Obviously, like, future ones that are gonna be dope. But just coordinating people, man, you know, different personalities, different ideologies, different objectives, different influences, different egos type of things. So that's a very difficult part. But again, like, I try my best. I have like amazing people like I'm working with. Like, I really don't come up with a lot of the ideas that you people see today. I like to consider myself like as a good listener. So if someone says something and it makes sense and I run it by another person, that person confirms, then how to implement it is like the next thing. Exactly. So that's kind of like my MO type thing. So,
ask what other, apart from like Jamal, what African podcasts are you up to?
Say what?
So other than the Joe Rogan podcast,
yeah.
What other African podcasts do you listen to?
Oh, African podcasts? Oh, I listen to a whole bunch. I used to listen to my Africa podcast. I don't think they're publishing anymore, but they have like 2 years worth of content. That's pretty good. I listen to... What else did I listen to? Africa Lipso, of course. Shout out Africa Lipso. Zambaza podcast as well, from Lagos. We love everyone in Podbreak. I listen to everyone in Podbreak. But people outside Podbreak, the bigger podcasts out there. So we have, you know... 30, what's the name of that podcast?
Road to 30.
Over 30 for me. Beyond 30. Road to 30. I listen to Road to 30. I listen to the Africa Tech Roundup. That I think that records out of South Africa. I listen to a couple of Kenyan podcasts as well, and just a whole bunch of stuff. Like, my podcast taste is, it always grows, so every quarter I have like add new shows and whatever type thing. So,
what's the hardest part of being a podcaster?
Hardest part of being a podcaster, for me, I think it'll be, I mean, there are different things. I mean, scheduling and all that is one thing, but over time I've kind of like built like a muscle memory with how to do all that stuff. It just comes through. Like, I use Calendly and all these other things to like try to make it easier. Like, it'd be nice to monetize, so that's like always a challenge, right? Like, podcasters always trying to, you know, chase that guap type thing, but you know, that'd be nice. Trying to get scheduling in the sense that trying to get people, you have people that you aspire to talk to, right? Like, just trying to get those people. Sometimes it takes a while. I know I've chased some people for like a year and a half before like they got my podcast and that type of thing. So that's always a challenge. You know, coming up with, you know, more creative ways to market and distribute the content and produce content as well. Like, you know, and this is where if you're thinking about starting a podcast, like, it might make sense to start with a co-hosted team. Someone that kind of like, you know, compensates for your shortcomings, you know, that type of thing. I used to have a co-host when I was in school, but we both graduated, and you know, I kind of like, you know, continue the podcast on my own. But that creative side to like produce content, market and stuff, like, it, sometimes like to do it consistently, because podcasts sometimes like hit or miss. Like, your first two episodes will be fired, the next one will be like, the next one will be cool, the next one will be like, to have it consistently, like 12 episodes all good, that's a very difficult thing to do. So that's a challenge as well. So, yeah.
Do you ever experience burnout?
Of course. Everyone experiences burnout. But where I'm lucky is that my podcast doesn't necessarily talk about current events. So some episodes that I release, like the episode that is scheduled to drop on Monday, like I recorded that thing like a month ago, and I scheduled it like a month ago. So it's going to drop, like, because even though I'm not there and whatever. So most of my episodes, I can drop them whenever, because they're not like really topical. Or, you know, about, you know, things that are happening right now, just we're talking about culture and things like that. But you do experience burnout, and, you know, I have started to pace myself nowadays. So I'm starting to drop my podcast like every 2 weeks more recently instead of every week. So that's kind of like the schedule I'm on right now.
So do you feel any responsibility to cover, even though you're not really on current events, but to cover some of what is going on in Nigeria, especially at this current moment?
Of course.
You know, with people in the diaspora pitching in and looking to make a serious statement as far as voting is concerned, do you feel that kind of responsibility, and you know, how do you carry that on your platform?
I do feel that responsibility. I am Nigerian, so I do that. I remember when NSARS happened, I think I did a whole solo episode by myself talking about the issue. When Black Lives Matter happened, you know, me living in the US, I did a whole solo episode by myself talking about the issue. Bits and pieces of, you know, present day topical issues do come up like during interviews, but that's not the theme of the whole interview. Like while we're, you know, maybe talking about someone's experience, maybe you're married to a different race and something's going on with that race in the current time, that ask, well, you being married to that person in today's current time, like how does that affect your children, like how are you trying to love you? We chip in things that way. So I feel like, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So everyone that thrusted with an RSS feed has to also do some form of journalism, but that depends on you. But you know, I use mine from time to time to talk about things, but that's not just the general theme of the podcast at the end of the day. So yeah.
So Podbreak, is this a one-time thing or is this something you plan?
Hell no, it's not a one-time thing. Podbreak 2025, maybe Zambaza will be like 73 or something. We're gonna make you happy, you know. Hopefully we can keep this going. Like once a year is not too much of an ask for me. It's not like a monthly thing. We can, you know, definitely keep this going. Like this year zone, you know, we're testing out a few things. You know, we can make it more exciting and, you know, add more color to future events. But I hopefully want to have, you know, at least Podbreak continue to, you know, to near future. So
you were able to secure sponsorship for this. How were you able to do that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Knocking on doors. I mean, knocking on doors, they say if you throw enough rice at the wall, some of it will stick, right? So just doing some digging, trying to see. It's like a match, right? Like the world is 7 billion people. There are people in the world who need some flowers. I was talking to a friend of mine who was an engineer, and he was saying, oh man, like, you know, all he knows are engineers, that he really needs to meet business people, because if you're starting a business like he's an engineer and doesn't really know business people, I'm like, what are you talking about? All I know are business people. I don't know any engineers. Like, so there are people on one side of the world who need something. There are people on the other side who have it. So the trick is, how do you locate that person that needs what you have to offer? So that's kind of like me doing research. One thing led to another, led to another, led to another. I was lucky enough to come across a brand that, you know, was just trying to expand into the US from Canada, actually. And they were looking at working with podcasters because they had done other forms of marketing before. And they were looking at working with podcasters. So it was like the perfect fit. And, you know, that's where things like Podbreak come into play, right? So I'm not just approaching them with one podcast, Culture Class. I'm approaching them with 21 podcasts, right? So there's that scale. So that's why they say community hustle is better than individual hustle, right? There are a lot of things we can do together, and even going beyond podcasting as Africans, even beyond Africans as Black people, like there are things that can only come together and solve that community piece. There's no limit to what we can achieve. So, yeah.
So what are you hoping to achieve at the end of this trip and in the aftermath?
At the end of this trip, to be honest, I hope I can get some rest by the end of this trip. I thought it was going to be a vacation. I thought it was going to be a vacation, like pod break. Podcasters deserve a break too, but you know, I guess when you're at the helm, sometimes you just tend to do a lot of some of the back office stuff. I hopefully can get some rest, because when I'm headed back to work. So maybe I can get like a day's rest here in Chicago and do some mellow things. That'll be great. And also like make new connections with people. I'm always networking, so like getting to meet new people here in Chicago to build that network into the future. Those are two things that that'll be cool to do. So,
okay. Lastly, is there anything you'd like to tell the viewers?
Definitely. If you're a podcaster listening to this, if you're an African podcaster listening to this, if you live in North America or any part of the diaspora, please go to podbreak.org and find out what we do. Follow us on social media. We'd love to include you to the conversation. We'd love to invite you to Podbreak 2023, 2024, 2072, whatever it is. And, you know, just stay in touch. Like, you know, community is all about community. You might not be with Podbreak, whatever community you're a part of, like, tap in. Like, don't do it alone. Like, it's so much harder alone. Like, do it with others. And that's just my message. So, yeah.
Thank you, Nosy Hat, no sack on this.
All right, thanks.
Well, that was nice. I got some of those clips, so...
I'm shivering, that ACB.
Yeah, I think we turned it, like...
All the way on, yeah, it was...
All right, you the break.
So you're up.
You want to do Wuchi?
Yeah, I'm thinking if I should change my shirt, I probably should.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll be back.
You do it.
We'll do it together. No. I may ask you questions that may not...
Okay, what's up, Bazaji? I'm hoping that you did enjoy the gems that were being dropped here. So we'll continue with this on the next episode for the Prod Break series. All right, see you next time. Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast, or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.